this is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
So, Planet of the Apes. This is not the first Planet of the Apes movie. This is not Charlton Heston walking around in a monkey suit. This is not Tim Burton with Mark Wahlberg. This is the Matt Reeves, brilliant, sort of spent 3 years making this film, possibly 5% of his entire adult life, should he live to be an average age male. And what we have here is, you know, playing with lots of interesting themes. Of course, the simianization itself, which is to say the monkification, treating people as monkeys, is a racial technique used by to discredit the intelligence of different races and classes of people, famously used by the British against the Irish in cartoons and portraits and characterization during the potato famines, obviously also used by American slaveholders in the against the Africans that they had purchased and attempted to treat as property, not attempted to, actually did treat as property. And later on to in the debates against voting rights, and arguably used now in the prison by the prison industrial complex. But what we also see in the movie is a lot of biblical sort of heart of darkness stuff. We also have the sort of parallels to the Jews in Nazi Germany. To the Make America Great Again movement, you have this racial identification, this speciesism, and you also have a gorgeous blockbuster that is just wonderful to look at, that might make you pinch the person sitting next to you and say, how did they get 1,000 chimpanzees to ride horses through the winter, through the Sierra Nevadas in the snow, shot gorgeously. Really a marvelous sight to behold, and it remains to remind, it behooves us to remind ourselves that when we watch a movie like this, we're seeing something that has never been seen before in the history of the world, of humanity, and that is really the actualization of a dream to be able to see a movie acted entirely by monkeys. And that's the visual arts, the CGI work here is so strong, probably going to be a nomination for Best Picture, possibly Best Actor for voice acting. Andy Serkis, who, you know, played Gollum in The Lord of the Rings, is going to reprise, I think, his role. I think he's going to get a Best Actor nomination for Caesar the Ape. Like The Return of the King, the last of Lord of the Rings, if you haven't seen the first sort of Planet of the Apes movies, you probably won't just see the third, but if you saw the previous ones, then the finale to the trilogy is among the best movies of the year. It's just a fantastic spectacle, and also plays with really uncomfortable sort of themes and topics, and it's just a flat-out amazing war movie as well.